Pew, 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 pew. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to the Snatch Edges podcast. I am your host, Ebony, where I teach you all about healthy hair, healthy styling, how to look after your scalp, and, you know, me and all our hair goals, all of that, all of that. How's your week been, guys? It was a busy week for us. It was Valentine's, and it was Black Panther release, and it was Pancake Day. I only celebrated one of those things this week, and it definitely wasn't Valentine's. I went to go see Black Panther a couple of days ago. And can I just say that, like, I'm just in awe of black women. Like, I'm not really, like, a Marvel person, so that stuff didn't really matter to me. You know, there's other stuff going on in the film that's great. But the female leads in this film came for everything that I own and took it from me. And I was just like, okay, you guys win. Like, it was such a dope film. Like, it was lovely to see, you know, them playing such a pivotal role. Not being, like, in the background, but really being up there, front and centre, showing us, how badass they are. And just really just being, like, embracing themselves. I thought it was so, so, so dope. So if you haven't seen it, go and see it. If you've seen it already, go see it again. Take all of the people in your lives, you know, friends, wives, girlfriends. Keep talking about it. Let's really support the film. So February, still on the month of love. And last week's episode, we talked about why people love their hair. And I had lots of really positive responses about, you know, how people fell in love with their natural hair, what they did to kind of embrace themselves and really move forward, you know, trying new things out, not being scared to show off their beauty in forms of their hair. But I did mention that I got some comments as well where people were like, oh, I don't love my hair, and gave me various reasons as to why. And I thought I must address it because it really made me sad. Like, I was just like, oh my god, people don't like their hair. It was like really upsetting to read some of the things, because it's horrible to think that there's a part of your body that you're unhappy with that you can't necessarily change as easy as something else. Because it's not like, oh, you know, I want to, like, you know, feel healthier, so I'm just going to go to the gym and whatever. It's just like, no, I don't like my texture. I don't like the length. I don't like the way it looks, the way it feels. That's something that's, like, that's so deep. And, so I wanted to talk about that today. If you can hear beeping in the background, I'm really sorry. My fire alarm is, the battery's low, and I can't reach it to get out to change the battery. So, yeah, you're just going to have to bear with me with the beeping. Anyways, if you are in a situation where, you know, you look in the mirror and you look at your hair and you're just thinking, oh, I am not in this today. And that you're going beyond having a bad hair day, but like having like a bad hair life where you just think, nah, God gave me the wrong texture. When he was dishing out hair, he gave me like some crappy shit when I should have had like, you know, what that girl over there has, not what I've been given. And I want to like try to talk to you guys today about how you can kind of overcome that and hopefully accept your hair a little bit more and figure out where these ideas come from. So I'm not going to get into like the history of, you know, shading hair and texture discrimination and all that stuff, because there's plenty of articles on the internet that can show you stuff about it. But all of the beliefs that you have about your hair came from somewhere. As a child, you didn't just wake up and think, oh, I've got bad hair. You are literally a blank canvas, and someone would have had to put that in your head. So I did mention that some parents or adults around children will be like, you know, your hair is really nappy, or your texture doesn't grow, and say like negative things or negative comments. And children internalize that. They have to learn that something is bad. It has to be taught to them. So what were you told as a child? Was like, wash days when you were younger really traumatic for you, like where it was like a hassle? Like, I know for me, I used to hate like Sundays. That was the day I used to get my hair done before I'd go to school the next week. And oh my days, this is so embarrassing. Like, when I was in primary school, okay, so I'm Nigerian. When I was in primary school, my dad used to do some my hair sometimes, and he would do threading. Now in 2018, threading is cool, but in like 96, when I was in primary school, yeah, random times, like in the 90s, because you did not want to be seen dead with thread. Like, it was not the lick at all. And my hair wasn't long back in the day then, so it was like short, so it probably came up to like my ear or something. And he used to like thread it real tight and then like bend them, so they look like, I would go to school and people could be like, oh, Evan, you look like the devil, you've got horns in your head. Fam, that's long. Do you know how hype it is to go to school and get cuffed out by boys and girls? And all my friends, like, my school was like a lot of Africans as well, so it wasn't even just like white people saying it, it was like the black people too, being like, oh, what's going on with your head, ha 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 ha. That's, fam, You know, the ones that still pains me. It still pains me to this day to think about it. But like, you know, he tried to do what he could. But yeah, Fred in 2018, you know, Erykah Badu's rocking it. It's the lick now. People are making it look cool, but sometimes work with your children and give them styles that are not going to get them duffied on the playground. But yeah, so what other things? I was talking to people, a few common themes come up when people are telling me about their distaste or their discomfort with wearing their hair. And there was four main categories that people, I could like group the people into. So the first one was their texture. Now this is mostly for people who have got what would be technically termed like 4C hair or like nappy hair. And I don't subscribe to hair typing because most people have got multiple hair types on their head. And even then, okay, if you know what curl pattern you have, then what are you going to do with it? Some people are like, oh, you have to use these products or treat it differently. No, everyone's hair is quite individual. So even if you have like a really thick texture, it doesn't necessarily mean you can do everything the same way as everybody else with your hair texture, quote unquote. So yeah, the girls with the tighter coils, with the kinks, with the naps, as some people would call them, they just don't get no love more times. Growing up, you do see more pictures and in the media of like the girls with the mixed race kind of look, or like, you know, back in the day we used to call it coolie hair, where their hair's got that glossy shine, they've got ringlets, you know, they can do the wash and goes and their hair just be bouncing. And I'm not gonna lie, when I first went natural, I thought that when I cut my hair, that's what I was gonna get. And I don't know where that came from because nobody in my family has that. Like, it doesn't make sense. And even now people be like, oh, but your hair's soft, it's curly. I'm like, and so? What do I gain from it? Like, I don't get an award, I don't get a prize for having a certain texture of hair. Every texture comes with its pros and with its cons. So it's about embracing what you have and learning to deal with it. And I think most of the problems come from not understanding how to properly take care of your own texture. So where you might see everybody who's natural, who's got like the looser hair texture, can do the wash and goes and use like tons of gel or like really easy products. So their wash day will be like, oh, I'm just going to like use a diffuser and yeah. But your texture might shrink up as soon as like water touches it. You have to find someone, you have to find an example to follow that can, that relates to you. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't, like, it wouldn't make sense to me to follow a tutorial of someone who's got a completely different hair type to me and expect mine to look exactly the same. I can use it for inspiration, but if I'm trying to follow a style like, you know, step by step by step, it's not going to work for me. Like, my hair texture isn't going to change overnight, especially like if I manipulate it a certain way. I can do things to it to, you know, either thicken it up, make it more kinky or less kinky, but on a day-to-day basis, I have to accept the texture that I have and work within the realms of that. The next one is that people thinking that their hair is not professional. Now, this is the one that kills me the most. I have so many clients that I'm trying to push towards, like, you know, wearing their own hair out, getting away from extensions for whatever reason. Even like, even if I've been doing your hair and extensions for a while, I'm very pro having breaks. Like, I don't like to do braid styles or extension styles for long extended periods of time. And in those times in between, they're like, no, what am I gonna do? I can't wear my natural hair out. You know, people at work are gonna make comments and it won't look professional. And as much as it frustrates me, I have to understand that for some people, like, I've been quite lucky. I don't even wanna say that I've been lucky, but I've never experienced in the workplace more than like random curiosity. It's never, my hair has never caused me a problem, but I know for some people it's very, very real. And even for school children, like, there's always something in the news about, like, you know, a child went in with like locks or with braids or extensions. And I'm like, these are styles we've been rocking from the beginning of time. How can you tell me it's not a part of your dress code? Like, that's, it's so culturally insensitive, especially when I hear it in places like London. I'm like, because London's mixed up, like, there's bare people from every culture here. So why are you then telling me that you made a dress code and you deliberately excluded something that is the go-to style for a set of people? And most of the time it doesn't make sense, because I can understand maybe saying like not having like random colours in your hair. Cool, you don't want to like cause excitement or mix up. But having braids, what is braids doing to you in the classroom? Like, I used to be a teacher. No one's hair has ever caused me no hassle in my classroom. The only thing I'll tell them to is like tuck your ponytail into your blazer when we're doing science experiments so you don't set yourself on fire. But apart from that, I couldn't care less what's on top of your head. So why school boards feel the need to be like, oh, no, 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 no. You know, it's distracting. It's not against our policy. We want everyone to look the same. This isn't a factory. We're not making carbon copies of each other. So why would people need to do that? And in the workplace as well, people telling that they can't have jobs because it doesn't suit the image of the company. My guy, what kind of image are you going for? Like, what about me says I'm unapproachable or like I'm unkempt? Those kind of things really need to be challenged. And it's hard to be like the first person to do it or knowing that you could face those kind of problems. But for me, I know that bills have to be paid. If I went somewhere and they were like, oh, you know, you need to change your hair. First, I couldn't work for you because today it's my hair. Tomorrow it's another problem about me. And it's just, I feel like it's just going to be downhill from there. So you have to kind of like, you know, send those places out. But even still, I know the curiosity aspect, because the fact that Solange had to put out a song saying don't touch my hair shows exactly how people behave. And they just, oh, you've changed your hair again today. Oh, how did it grow so long overnight? Like, curiosity killed the cat and you need to move away from me because I will hurt you. Don't put your hand nowhere near my hair. Don't touch me. Don't ask me no questions. When Sally goes and gets a blow dry, I'm not coming in touching Sally's bouncy blow dry and being like, oh, Sally, you know, you got a blow dry yesterday. Your roots are looking a bit greasy today. Wagwan, like, why are you not washing your hair every day? Like, them kind of things there. So I don't see why we don't get that same respect. Yeah, so professionalism in the workplace, it can be a problem feeling accepted or having to acclimatize to a certain look or even ease, maybe like in the mornings thinking like, okay, I've got this style down. I don't have to worry about it. I don't want to be fussing and fighting over it. Those kind of things. The next one is length. I will keep saying this until my voice goes hoarse. All hair grows. All hair grows. On average, half an inch every month. If you went bald in January, by December, you should have 6 inches of hair, give or take. Probably most people might even be a little bit more if you were looking after your hair properly. The reason you feel like your hair's not growing is because there's something wrong in your routine. You're not retaining length. Your hair will grow. I can't say it enough. Your hair grows. It grows. Your problem is length retention. There's something going wrong. Why you're not keeping the hair that is growing. Maybe it's breaking. Maybe you have a diffuse hair loss. Maybe you have a scalp condition. There's something that's not quite going quite right for you. That's what you need to address. The biggest one is just mechanical damage. So are you brushing or combing it too vigorously? Are you using the right products? Are you stunting your growth by maybe having like, you know, is your scalp really dry? Is your hair too oily? There's something going wrong. And it's about addressing those issues to find out what it is that can help you get the length that you want. Because black people can have long hair. Black people can have shoulder length hair, butt length hair, ankle length hair. It's not about, oh, you know, but that person's mixed or that person's from this island or that person's got, you know, this person in their family who was like a whatever, who has long hair, and that's why they have long hair. No, I see the blackest of the black girls, no mix up in their lineage, having long hair. And it's because they have a good routine. So it's getting your routine down. Which takes me to the fourth problem people often have is the time and effort it takes to look after their hair. I know with certain people, hair is not a big issue. So they just want to have a style that they can rock for like, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, go to the hairdresser, get it washed and repeat the cycle, like rinse and repeat all the time. They just want something nice and easy. And that's cool. But it's when you're trying to hide your hair. I think that's when I have a problem because Fam, I don't care if you want to rock a weave for the rest of your life, or if you want to rock extensions, or you've got a relaxer. That's calm. Do what you want. But it's when you are hiding your hair, or you have a problem with your actual hair, that's when I think, like, that's not very good. Like, there's an issue there. Making time, like, anything takes time. So you just have to adjust to it. So in the beginning, you might be like, oh, I thought natural hair was going to be, like, really, really simple. I was just going to, you know, brush my hair, put 2-2 Eco Styler gel in, and be ready to bounce. Because it takes time. You have to learn certain things. You have to learn maybe how to flat twist, how to braid, or like, you know, styles that suit your face shape. You have to put a little bit of effort in to reap a reward. It's not just as simple as wake up and go. Or it can be, if that's the look that you're going for. It really is determined by what outcome you want. You have to put something in to get something out. So if you are one of the people, or you know someone who comes under this group of, you know, not really too fond of their hair at the moment, I have some tips for you to hopefully turn it all around. The most important tip is to identify the problem. Now, you can do this through conversation with people. So sometimes when I'm talking to people, I can they'll say something and I'll be like, oh, what does that mean? Or like they'll say like, oh, you know, my hair's just too tough, or it like breaks, or and I can address it then. I can get down to the root cause. But if you don't have someone to soundboard with, write down all the things that you don't like about your hair. I know it sounds a bit tedious, but you'll be surprised at some of the things you might come up with. And when you start to look back and think, oh, actually, why do I believe this, or why do I think this about my hair, you realize, maybe that's not really like my, it wasn't something that I initially thought, it was told to me by someone else. So for every negative you put down, I need you to find a positive spin. So if you say, okay, my hair is too thick, fam, it means you're not bald. No one can see your scalp. That's a good thing. People out here with fine hair or like damaged hair are praying for, you know, a thick head of hair. And not to say like you should maybe like, you know, oh, it's not because of other people, that's why. But I'm like, a thick head of hair is a good thing. It's a blessing. It means that, you know, your hair is growing well, it's flourishing. It can be annoying when, like, if you're like me, where you break combs or hairbands and stuff, but maybe you just have to learn to adjust. So instead of using a hairband to tie up your hair, you use like a long band where you can like tie it in a knot. That way you get a bit more tension on it. If you feel like you've got a problem with your texture, or like you think, oh, it's too kinky, I can't do certain styles with it, go on YouTube. There's, if you subscribe to like, you know, the hair typing, if you want to find out what your texture type is, type in like, you know, 4B, 4C styles. Thousands upon thousands of videos will come up, and I'm sure you're going to find someone whose hair looks like yours, you know, through all the stages that you've been through, whether you're at just shaved it off, teeny with the afro, or you've been growing it for 17 years and your hair doesn't come past your eyebrows. There's someone there that can help you out. So yeah, so finding a hair twin is the next thing. And experimenting with basic styles. Maybe not going for like, you know, the most elaborate updos, or trying to do something real, real fancy. If you know that you are someone who, say for example, you wear box braids all the time, maybe switch it up and do like a mini twist or something. Like, you know, go for like a Senegalese twist with like a kinkier texture or something. Something that like, you know, builds you back to getting towards your own hair texture. Or if you get all box braids, maybe have like cane rows at the front, so that you're getting used to having your hair in different ways and learning new styles. Because it's easy enough to learn how to braid or learn how to twist, or even just having your afro out. Like, that might be like a jump in the future for you. But maybe be like, okay, I always have my hair up in a bun, but I usually straighten it. Maybe let me try like a afro puff this time and just see how I can manage that. Like, do little bits at a time. It doesn't have to be, you know, one big massive jump where you're throwing up black fists and being like, yeah, you know, Wakanda forever. Just be easy, like. Just, you know, take it day by day. The biggest thing that can help you is preparation. So a lot of people will, I was guilty of this. I went natural and I was just like, yeah, it's going to be easy now. Like, I'm set, you know, my hair's going to do this and do that. And I didn't have any of the right products or the right tools. I was still trying to live my relaxed life with a head full of curls, and I didn't know what I was doing at the beginning. But now, information overload. There's so much stuff out there that can teach you the basics. So what you need to have in terms of having like which oils are good to use, how to pick a right moisturizer, which shampoos are great for you, which accessories can help you. Like, there's so many. I have to big up all the girls on the internet who've put in the legwork for most of us, because when I went natural, it was probably like nearly 10 years ago now, or like 8, something like that. It was sparse. There was only a few of us doing. There was only a few people that I could find. And not even in terms of like, obviously there's people that's been natural their whole lives. But I mean, people who were showing you, okay, guys, we've been essentially brainwashed into living that relaxed life. How do we take care of our own hair? Like, that's the difference. It was people showing you how to actually take care of your hair. And even like for people that signed up to my Healthy Hair Challenge, a lot of people that kind of just don't know what they're doing are like, okay, look, I'm lost. Help me out. It's perfect for you to just start at the basics and just build up a good, healthy foundation. So yeah, those are my tips on how to, you know, easily start to begin to turn the tables around and loving your hair. Because I feel like what people don't realise is that, like, there's so many lurkers out there. And when you have confidence in yourself, you don't realise how many people you're giving confidence to then for them to be themselves and for them to flourish and them to come out of their shell. Like, I couldn't even tell you how many of my friends went natural after me. I'm not even in like a big-headed way, like, oh yeah, I made them cut their hair, because there was a couple people I think I tried to bully into going natural. But just in general, like, just accepting themselves where they thought that it was something that they could never do, or like they try a style, or I do something for them, or they've watched a video and they try something, and then just to see the joy in someone's face that they've achieved something, like, trust me, it is so, so, so sick. And just for the younger generation, like, that's why I feel like seeing Black Panther, like films like that, I was absolutely in awe, because you had every shade of black women, every texture, you know, different hairstyles. We had like baldies, we had people with locks. It was showing like black essence in all of its glory. And that's what I want people to like, that's how I want people to feel, to be like, whatever hair type, texture, length, whatever you have, like, rate yourself highly. Be like, yeah, I'm a 10, like, my hair is popping. Whether it's short, whether it's long, whether it's fine, whether it's thick, whether you have, you know, defined curls, or a wash and go is like a wash and never for you. I just want you to love your hair. It really is like a thing that's on my heart. So yeah, I'm gonna leave you guys there. If you do need any help, you can always hit me up. My DMs are open, my email is open, all the links are in the bottom of, in the show notes. Yeah, February, it's going to be love month. I'm going to come back with a few more tips. If you have tips to help people, do you know what? If you see a girl on the road and her hair's popping, I beg you, just tap her on the shoulder and be like, sis, you're swagging today. You look sick. You know, everything's fleeky. Give someone a confidence boost, or even yourself. Look in the mirror when you wake up and be like, mate, sometimes, you know, when you fall asleep and your and your headscarf falls off and you wake up and just like, oh, fuck my life. Like, my hair looks shit today. Be like, no, no, no. My hair's resilient. It, like, you know, talk to your hair, do affirmations for your hair. We have goals for like business and for life and financial. Have hair goals that you can achieve. Be like, okay, this week I'm going to try one new style. I'm going to actually research how to use this product properly. I'm going to make sure that, you know, all my combs are clean and none of the teeth are broken, or I'm going to make sure none of the elastic in my bands are coming out that are snagging my hair. Those little things, they add up. They have a cumulative effect. They can make sure that every day it gets a little bit easier. So then, you know, over time you can see your progress, and take pictures of your hair, because when you look at yourself all the time, you don't really notice how your appearance is changing. But there's times I've looked back and I thought, yeah, my hair was so healthy, and I've looked back at like 6 months later and been like, Ebony, what was you doing? Like, you was playing around. And you can see, you know, the benefits that certain products may have, or certain techniques would have. And yeah, stay black, y'all. I'm gonna be back next week. Take care of yourselves. Look after each other. All right, bless. Bye.